Welcome back, WNST Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. We are live in San Francisco on Radio Row. We're running out of things to say here, but when I can bring Warren Moon on the air, David Meltzer, Sports One Marketing. David, I usually just bring you on as the major celebrity here and author and super agent, but when you offer me your guy, I'm thinking, all right, I'll do the gang tackle thing. Hey, have my people meet your people. You guys are business partners, right?
We are business partners and best friends, and we've had a great relationship here now for about the last 8 or 9 years, and I just love being around this guy. He's so positive.
Even on the radio, right?
Yeah, one of the most positive guys I know.
What makes you so positive, David Meltzer?
Like everybody else, their mom. That's what you learn, right?
I got to learn it the right way.
Exactly.
Tell me about the gym. I want to work on a book. The first time I met my wife was at a hockey game, made eye contact. When's the first time you guys met and became business partners?
Business partners we became when we started our business about 7 years ago, but we met at Lee Steinberg's sports and entertainment because Dave was running his agency, and I was part of the agency as a new business development person, and that's where we met. And then we started to formulate our ideas. We started to talk about different people that we knew, and when Lee had some of his personal problems, we decided to go off and start our own business, and it's been very, very successful.
Yeah, I mean, I would say with Lee, of all, you know, all the players that he had and all that, and he's sitting 3 feet away, by the way, and he was visiting here. he's right here.
Oh!
That Lee Steinberg.
I didn't even see him there.
Yeah, I
was looking over there.
If I had another microphone, I'd bring him back. But, you know, when you talk about post-football, that was a concept that he brought to Steve Barkowski in 1975. I don't know that such a thing existed, right? I mean, thinking about post-football was about getting a deal done right now, right?
He invented, in my opinion, he invented sports agentry. But more important, he created the ability to create legacies. So if you look at Aikman, Moon, and Young, I think that's three legacies that may never exist again. And he built those and taught what I was most impressed with, all of these guys that were my heroes. As I now shared office space and they'd come by, they had the same characteristics, the same values. And that's really what Lee, when they were young, instilled in them that was most important, what you gave back, not only to the game, but to your communities. And that's what made the difference.
Well, now that your career's over and the jacket's on and all that stuff, being prepared for all that, it doesn't seem so far away when you get there, right?
No, it doesn't. And it's just been a great journey, you know, and that's what you try and enjoy the journey as much as you can, because you look back at everything that's happened to you, you're wondering, like, how did I even make it through all of this? But where I am right now in my life is at a really good place, and I'm just able to help make a difference in people's lives, which is something that's very important to me. And what our philosophy of our business is to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun doing it. And that's what we're kind of doing right now.
Well, how many times I rooted for you to get to the big game?
Yeah.
I had two tickets on a 50-yard line in Minnesota in 92, the John Stedman. I was convinced when you started the season with 9-1, 8-1, whatever it was, I was convinced that was the year you were getting there. For a guy like Cam Newton to be there at this point, if you were to give him advice at this point, what do you like about what you see about him, and what would you say, you did things differently than him? You were much more understated than him.
But I try and let people be themselves as well, and I know what my personality is, and I know what his personality is, so even though I'm not a guy that celebrates a lot, I'm not going to tell him not to celebrate, because that's his personality, and I'm a little bit more low-key than he is. I just want him to be himself, but I want him to stay humble. Just make sure you stay humble, and maybe even be a little bit more humble than normal, because people already think because you celebrate and you show all this personality that you're into yourself. And this guy is as much a team guy as anybody I've ever been around. And if you talk to his teammates, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you talk to his coaches, you know what I'm talking about. That's why his coach allows him to be this way, because they know he's all about the team first, even though he does bring out this big personality and likes to have fun playing football.
I guess as far as you guys can keep the same mics. Okay, I'll put that one back up. I got people moving around. They want us to sit together, so we look like we're all in it to win it here. This is an interesting matchup for the quarterbacks, right? Young, old, black, white, east, west, old school, new school, legacy with Archie Manning and all of that stuff. It's been a wonderful game to talk about this week. I'm wondering what's going to be on the field. But the Peyton Manning riding off on the orange Bronco, that's a good story. I mean, I had that in Baltimore with Warren, Ray Lewis. Had that Jerome Bettis, just saw him here in Detroit. This is a storyline, right, for Peyton?
It is, and you haven't heard anything else talked about except for Peyton's retirement. Nothing about the game. Everybody wants to know what he's doing after the game, and everybody wants to know about what Cam Newton does when he scores a touchdown. Nobody wants to talk about the actual game itself. And this game is a very intriguing matchup because you got two really good defenses playing. Like you said, you have two contrasting quarterbacks. There's a lot of speed on the field on both sides of the football. I think it's going to be a tremendous football game. I think that Denver has to keep it close early. If this game gets away from them early like it did in Arizona or like it did for Seattle, I don't think Peyton Manning can bring them from a far behind because of his physical inabilities at this point in his career. But if the game stays close and he has a chance in the fourth quarter, this could be anybody's game.
I've been saying all week he's getting treated like a five-day-old fruit, like a damaged product, you know? And I don't necessarily see it that way. And certainly, because of their defense, he doesn't need to be Peyton Manning from 2004. That defense is going to be just fine getting after Cam Newton.
It's a different mindset for this football team. They're winning a different way. It's not like all Peyton Manning's dominating the offense. It's running the football. It's playing great defense, and it's an effective, manageable quarterback. And that's the way a lot of teams have won in this league over the last few years. And they're trying to emulate that in Denver.
David, I want to bring you into this because I had Dan Pastorini here earlier, and I am famously, when I went on the radio in 91, you were still playing, you were in your prime, everybody knew I was an Oilers fan. I was in Baltimore. Well, you know, I opted out. I mean, what do you want me to say? We didn't have a team, you know? So you were my guy, and Pastorini was my guy. And I got to tell you, as an Oilers fan, as a kid, I've done this 25 years now. I chased you around in 92 to get a picture with you. I was wearing Bill stuff because I didn't like the Redskins, right? So, I met you at a Timberwolves game. All these years later, you meet so many athletes and celebrities. I've had them all on. I've had a lot of my heroes. And it's so nice when they're good people. Right? I mean, in the end, right? I mean, not all of them are good people. Not every teammate was a good person. No. Not every coach was a good person. But good people, and that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, you know, if I could pick anyone that Lee worked with, and he worked with so many, I would have chose Warren to work with me because from the day I met him, he was so kind to me. You know, he was reassuring through all the problems that were going on, supportive of me. He's always concerned about me, my family. In fact, you know, I joke around with my wife because he is like this papa, and he's always,
work wife.
If I'm drinking, he makes sure I have a glass of water. You know, it's like he's always taking care of me, but he's just one of the nicest people. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of Warren on the field, but even a bigger one off the field. You know, I wish everybody knew how much he sacrifices. You know, you have all these people here taking pictures of him right now for a reason. This guy gives 90% of his time to everybody else. You know, it drives me nuts because I can't believe I'm like, hey, Warren, just take a breath.
Now, you were raised rough, man, in L.A., right? I mean, getting football back and all that.
I was raised in a good household. My mom did a great job of raising us. But, yeah, there was a lot of stuff around where we lived. No question
too many sisters.
It. And she kept me away from all of that somehow, some way, that I didn't go the way some of my other buddies did, who were much more talented probably than I was, but they never made it out of my neighborhood.
Well, you got the L.A. thing going on. The Rams are coming back.
Yes,
give me a little
are.
L.A. primer on this.
Well, my big thing is it's great for the fans, especially Ram fans who are there. You know, you feel bad for St. Louis because you hate to see a team ripped out of a city.
I know all about that.
I saw that happen in Houston.
Sure.
Yeah, going to a Tennessee, so I know what it does to a city. The identity is hurt. The economy is hurt. Everybody's affected by it. But for L.A., I think it's great for that city because it's such a big market. The league wanted to see a team there. They might even have two. But the thing I'm concerned about is if they don't win in the first 2 years, they will not come. People will not come. That's what L.A. is. L.A. wants winners. The Lakers have been winners forever. The Dodgers have been winners forever. The Rams won when they were there. If they don't win, and they haven't won here in St. Louis for quite a while, the fans will not come once that newness wears off of the football team.
Is there a legitimate excitement there? Because we'd heard for so long, nobody really cares. Everybody
right.
I've talked to from L.A., seems like they care, and they're going to be kind of buying Ram stuff again, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's a great excitement in L.A., but if they don't win, you know, I always say there's about a 13,000 to 20,000 affluent base that will go to a game for the experience of it, but the minute we start to lose, your stadium's empty at that rate. Basketball works, right? Laker games are a show. Right now, they're playing horribly. When I go to the games, they're filled because everybody wants to see Kobe finish his career. But once you get over 13,000 to 15,000 people, you better win.
David Meltzer joining us here. Warren Moon, tell everybody where to find your conglomeration online. I get your newsletter, so I don't need to go to the website.
I'm at WMoon1 on Twitter.
That's it?
And we have our website. You know what that is, or you want to say it on the air, you want me to say it?
Sports1Marketing.com. Sports1Marketing.
Yes, Sports1.
Number one, like the back of Warren's jersey.
I wore it. Proudly. See you later, Warren.
All
always
right.
Pleasure, man.
Thanks for having us on.
Hall
really
of Famer, David
it.
Meltzer. Always my pleasure as well. We are live in San Francisco on Radio Row at Super Bowl 50 with more to come. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, and WNST Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore Sports.